him and love him from Opie Radio days as Carl the Cuban. He's the mad Cuban. He's never mad, though. He's always in a great mood. And Triple G, he is a champion. He is a judge. And you see him on Food Network all the time. Carl, welcome to WGN.
How are you? What's going on?
Well, what do you mean, what's going on? We're doing a radio show, a little tiny radio show here on WGN. We're kind of highlighting some of the cool things that are happening as we get into the Super Bowl. But as always, or at least as often, you are in the epicenter of it all. What's it like in Minnesota up there in the middle of the Super Bowl stuff?
Well, right now I'm with Rocco DiSpirito and Guy Fieri, and we're at a Wheels Up, it's a private airline party, and Jennifer Lopez just walked by me.
Are you serious?
I swear, I started screaming like a little girl. J-Lo, J-Lo, J-Lo! It was awesome.
No, I have to clarify, Carl, because, you know, if I look through the phone book, there are probably a number of people that could be named Jennifer Lopez, probably quite a few. Is this the one that we know about, you know, the famous one?
This is Jennifer Lopez. I mean, if you ever want to know what a $1 million bill looks like walking by you,
oh wow,
Jennifer Lopez, unbelievable.
We love her. Okay, so here's the thing too, and the Super Bowl is one of those kind of crazy, unique events, right? That even though it is a football game, it pulls in people from all kind of walks of fame, right, and notoriety. So who's the craziest person that you've run into? J Lo, that's pretty crazy. But other than that, who else have you met?
J Lo, Jason Edelman. I met David Winfield, my favorite Yankee, number 31.
Nice. Dave Winfield.
David Winfield. He is ginormous.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Just the mixture of people here. I would say 70% of the people don't know one rule about football.
Well, it's not quite. I was joking with Aaron May when we were all together a couple of weeks ago about, like, because, you know, you do the big VIP tailgate for Bullseye. If you hear this and you have an event and they are doing one of these, you got to duck in, get in on this, because it is an amazing way to experience that event. But for the Kentucky Derby, you know, it's all party and almost no sporting event. There's a lot of, but the right. Football game is big, you know.
Well, there's mega athletes here. You know, it's the who's who of baseball, football, hockey. I mean, the Super Bowl, you could say whatever you want about football, but there's nothing like the Super Bowl. It's unbelievable. There's something to do every minute of the day.
Well, we had Rutledge Wood on a little bit earlier, and he was talking a little about some of the, you know, having Dale Jr. up there. That's, I think, exciting. He said he saw Aaron Rodgers. And without Danica Patrick, but if you meet up with an Aaron Rodgers, of course, here in Chicago, we know him as the nemesis, right? The quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Would you ask him? Would you just start the conversation with the, hey, where's Danica?
I would love to. Why not?
We know, and people who are fans of you and all the social media you do know that you're a huge sports fan, a huge football fan. I don't know that you're the biggest Tom Brady fan. Who are you rooting for? Is it kind of the underdog thing? Is it maybe the lure of the cheesesteak that is making you lean towards the Eagles? Or but New England, right? You've got some Patriot stuff not too far from New Jersey where you live. Did we lose Carl? We've lost him. All right, Carl, give a call back if you can.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, good. There he is. All right. So who are you rooting for in the game?
I got to tell you. I came, last week I was thinking Eagles, you know, because I love the food in Philly. And basically everything I do is based on food.
Yes.
I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I really am, because he's old, like me. And for an old guy to win a Super Bowl is more important to me as an old guy than anything else.
Dude.
I mean, 40 years old doing what he's doing. I mean, I want him to win. I'm not going to tell anyone except you. You know what I mean? But let me tell you another thing. Whoever I root for, the opposite person wins. So
that's not...
I have the luck of a garbage fire.
Oh,
you know
my...
what I mean? So... I think Philly's going to take it.
Carl, you know that Tom Brady, he's living off like kale and quinoa, and he's got Giselle. He does not, regardless of what his age on his driver's license, he does not fit into that category of the aged veteran trying to go out with one more, you know, like an old Joe Namath with the knee braces on. This is, you know, he's still a lot younger than we are, even though
Did you say quinoa?
I'm just saying he's very healthy.
He eats quinoa?
Of course,
he does. Didn't know he eats quinoa. I'm sure. Okay, I don't like him anymore.
I'm sure.
All right, I'm going for the Eagles.
All right. Okay. So all the good people, all the underdogs. Last question, and this is something that we wanted to ask you for a long time. Food is obviously, you know, one of the most important things to you. Marie's Deli, all the stuff that you're doing on the Food Network, sure. But it doesn't define you. Obviously, bourbon is something that's important. Watches, but also cars. What is Carl Ruiz? What is your first car? We've got now for those people that need to know, Rutledge Wood. It was I think a Subaru Brat was his first car. For Guy Fieri, our mutual friend, it was I think a Datsun 280ZX was his first car. What was your first car?
My first car was a 1974 Porsche 914 2-liter.
Those were what color was it?
It was white. It was Carrera white. With black leather. Well, not black leather. Black hot sticky vinyl.
Did it have, like, the Targa tops? That was a pretty cool car.
It had the Targa. The Targa went in the trunk. It was a mid-engine, sweet handling car. Probably to this day, one of the best handling cars I've ever owned.
I always wanted one. I had a Triumph Spitfire. I never had the 914. I kind of always, because, you know, it was attainable. Even as a kid with no money, you could save up and find your...
I paid $5,000 in 1989 for a California black plate with 61,000 miles. It was an amazing car. It was an amazing car.
You know, there are a lot of fans and listeners of On the Road here that are hearing that, are thinking to themselves that a lot of people love those little cars, and Porsche made a really great one too. I wish I would have had one of those. All right, Carl, what are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do tomorrow before we let you go? We want to live vicariously through you as always.
Tonight, I'm going to this place. I forgot the name. Someone told me they have the best pierogies. I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to go try three places that make Juicy Lucy hamburgers. So this area is famous for Juicy Lucy, which is a hamburger with cheese melted inside of it.
Right.
I'm going to eat for the next 4 hours.
I forgot you are in Minnesota, so you've got Andrew Zimmern and kind of doing the whole Pied Piper thing. He's got a flute and leading you around to all the top spots, right?
Oh, I was with Zimmer last night. He threw the best party. It was unbelievable. I go to the bar, and I'm like, I need a bottle of Jägermeister. And the guy goes, what? I go, Jägermeister, I'm here with Andrew Zimmern and Guy Fieri. He goes, I don't care who you're with. It's $300. I was like, okay, what? I can do that.
Oh, Carl, you're a big spender. Jägermeister. Well, Jägermeister, when you get to Chicago, we got to have you in. We got to have you in studio. Jägermeister, I got to tell you, as many parking is expensive in Chicago, but we can do a lot better than $300 for the bottle of that. But let the listeners know how they can follow you on social media. It is worth the trip, people, I tell you. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram. Carl, how can they do it?
If you want to follow me getting completely out of control at the Super Bowl, follow me at Sabor Chef, S-A-B-O-R Chef on Instagram. And I respond to everything. I'm very petty. So go ahead and follow me.
All right. We love you, man. We're going to let you get back to the fun. Give our best, of course, to Guy, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man. Thank you for calling me, man. I appreciate it. All